All right, we're going to get into the three most avoided Connecticut roads during winter weather. But first, you want to talk to a guy who's building a hotel on the moon?
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are there vacancies?
Skylar Chan, are there vacancies in this hotel?
Well, you can apply online at our website.
Nice.
Okay, are you holding in a hit of weed right now?
Yeah. It's like Beavis.
Skylar Chan, he's a like a young genius, right? Yep. You were like a Air Force trained pilot at 16.
Wow.
How old are you now?
Yeah. I'm 22.
Okay. 22, wow. Jeez.
And you're building or planning to build a hotel on the moon.
Right.
Yeah. You know, our long-term plan is really to solve off-world or off-planet habitation, right? And
you can't talk like this what do you call it?
Tracheotomy?
No, like this.
Oh, lowering?
Vocal fry.
Lowering.
Like, talk in your normal voice.
Oh, sorry. It's like 6 a.m. over here in Pacific. Oh, so.
Okay.
It's called tired.
It might be.
All right. Go ahead. So you're trying to solve the problem of overpopulation on the Earth.
Not really. Yeah. It's more like,
vacation thing,
you know? No. It's like, if we want to have, you know, if we want to make humanity interplanetary, we gotta, you know, start by enabling habitation modules on the moon and Mars.
Right.
I can't listen to you talk like this. It's making me freaking nuts.
I'm losing the whole moon thing. You're building. Hold on. Let's get to this.
Yeah.
How do you plan to have people live on the moon?
Well, we start by we do two things, right? We bring inflatables from Earth to the moon.
Okay.
But we also use local resources on the moon to produce construction material, right? So one of the key products.
Mm-hmm. Right, you're going to make bricks out of the moon.
You're going to 3D
materials.
Print it. 3D print it.
Kind of. The idea is using basically something called geopolymers to construct bricks on the moon.
Wow. Okay, so Vocal Fry Genius meets three idiots on the radio. That's the title of this segment. You know, there was this guy who was giving people tours of the Titanic.
Okay.
That didn't go so well.
Right.
How do you think you're going to pull this off? You think you're going to get people to invest in going to this hotel?
Well, so the first thing is safety, right? And so, you know, working backwards from the whole time, obviously we're very well aware of the concerns about that. And that was one of our biggest concerns going into it. We've designed the roadmap so that our precursor missions before we even open the hotel are designed to de-risk the technology, right? And to test it on the moon. So,
okay.
We're basically working. I mean, we're all engineers, right? So we
I don't know. You say right. We're all engineers. I don't know. Why would you say right? I don't know why I'm so mad right now. By the way, I'm into what you're doing,
you
but
vacation.
I don't like the vocal fry, and I don't like the right after everything.
Yeah, vacation on the moon.
Mm.
How much are the tickets? Like, how much is it to stay there?
Well, right now it's a $1,000 application fee, and then the deposit is refundable, and that's $250,000 to $1,000,000.
And do you actually fly people out because you have a pilot's license?
Yeah, how much is that Uber there?
Yeah, do they have to get there on their own, or are all this expenses covered?
The transportation costs are included.
Oh, nice. Okay, good.
Yeah, that's pretty reasonable. Yeah.
What are you serving for food?
Yeah.
When do you plan to do...
Well, people don't go out for food, you know. People go out for the views.
Right.
Yeah. Might not be the right target.
He's like,
audience.
Don't worry about the food.
It's Tang and astronaut
or the
food.
Oxygen.
Yeah. Right. This feels like, what was it, Firefest?
Right. Okay, Firefest.
Yeah.
Yes,
this is going to be awesome.
Right.
Okay.
Moonfest.
Moonfest.
Nice. Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Hold on. We're getting questions for you.
Okay.
Jeff in Milford, what's your question for Skylar?
Hey, I was just wondering, why don't you build one on Uranus, you jackass?
Okay, that's not really a question.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Not very nice.
You had the wrong planet, sorry.
Yeah.
Kevin in Southbury?
So, yeah, I got a question for the moon guy here. How much weed do you smoke on a daily basis?
Okay. This is interesting.
All right, next question.
Well,
that's a no. That's a zero, by the way.
Yeah, zero. No, well, you're a genius, right?
Yeah.
Silence.
Hello?
Are you a genius?
Oh, sorry. Hello.
Yeah, you
cut it for a second.
Okay. All right, we're going to go, but we wish you luck, and we're going to link up at WPLR.com.
Yeah, we're going to keep posted.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Right, thank you, Skylar.
Thank you, sir.
Skylar Chan.
Cool.
That was exciting. Best part of that was watching your face while he was talking.
No, the movements were the best.
I feel bad. I sound like the jerk. Oh.
No.
Did anyone? No. The way you just said no. No.
It's going to be a long
time. Hey, man, we all knew that.
No. I meant you didn't.
Wonderful part of the compilation.
It was in a nice way.
Okay. When you read the story, it looks great.
Yes.
Like this kid, Air Force trained pilot at 16. You're like, okay, genius.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Or gifted, at least.
One of the two.
And then now he's planning on building this hotel on the moon and transporting people back and forth. And I thought, this is going to be really interesting.
Right, yeah.
Then he comes on with vocal fry and he says, right after everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
no, right. this guy, I'll get to the moon before he does.
We're going to the moon.
Yeah, send to the moon. Boom. Oh, zoom.
Hold on. Let's ask the nice person on the show, Ruth. How do you think? What happened there?
Like, every time his voice went like,
was I wrong? Was I wrong? No, he was annoying as F, right?
No.
Yes or no? Was he annoying? Was he annoying you?
I mean, I thought you could control vocal fry. I thought maybe after you mentioned it a couple times, maybe he would make an attempt, but it just kept. No. And every time it went like that.
He started the sentence sounding fine.
I was like,
it would go like this.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it.
Phil,
I get to talk to some of these guests usually before they go on, and I didn't get a touch of that when we were just having a normal conversation back and forth. So I don't know where that came from.
He's trying to sound sexy, maybe?
Yeah, or maybe he thought it sounded smarter.
Yeah. If I talk like this.
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you say something like, we're all engineers, right? You say, we're all engineers.
You aren't.
You're telling me. You're not asking me.
Right?
We're all engineers, right? I don't know. I'm not.
Right?
No. Nobody.
What do you mean, we're all? Everyone there?
Right.
Right.
When you said genius, I knew it wasn't me.
No, but I'm mad now because I sound like the jerk.
No.
Maybe a little bit.
I don't know. The tone again, AJ. The tone.
I'm trying to help.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. You know, I was excited.
On paper, the guy's great.
Yeah.
He's planning on going to the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. Building a hotel out of bricks.
What kind of breakfast they have? Yeah.
First of all, he's taking people's money, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Would you give him any money?
I don't have any money.
No.
If you had money.
If I did, no.
Yeah. No.
It was $1,000 for the application fee.
The application?
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
And then he said the deposit is refundable. So I'm guessing the application fee is not refundable.
Huh. Yeah.
So that's
all sales are final.
Nice. Huh.
Yep. You just can't talk like that and then think...
No,
not at all.
People will trust you in getting them safely to and from the moon and then living there. Then you ask him about food. He's like, it's not about the food. It's the views.
Right.
Okay, but do we eat?
I want to know we're eating.
How about oxygen?
It entangles.
Or is that an extra
fee? No, it's about the view.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he sounds like that. There's no oxygen in his little tent that's going to be on the moon.
Right. If I'm going to go hiking with Dom, and I'm like, what food are we going to have on this 8-hour hike? Like, it's not about the food. It's about the view. It's like, have fun, Dom. I'll be here.
That's right. Yeah. And that's 8 hours.
That's 8 hours.
8 hours.
Yeah. Only one of us is returning.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, there's food. What do you
mean? I have barbecue sauce, fork, and a knife, and a lighter. Paul on the road.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Friday.
You too.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, have you guys ever heard the Facebook reel on Facebook with the... was like Miley Cyrus when she sounds like a pug.
Yes.
The vocal fry.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That dude he sounds exactly like her.
There was one of someone using a toilet and they had her talking.
Phil, can you find that?
That's Phil, awesome.
Yeah. We'll ask Phil.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
What's funny is about 15 minutes earlier, we were talking about all of the horrible interviews I've done.
Right.
And like we should make a bit of that.
Yep. And then there you go.
The universe says, here's another.
Here's an, it's just handed right, right to
wanna,
you.
I want to add to the pile.
Here, you want another one?
I want to add to the pile.
Yeah, you guys wished it into existence.
Yep. Right. Yep. Yeah. The fate said, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The universe said, you want one?
Yeah.
Mark and Shelton.
Yeah, Mark. Man, the only thing going to the moon is your blood pressure, Chaz.
That's, yeah. Right. You're right.
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
All right.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
Dumbass.
Yeah, kids, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay, my kid. God. Yeah. I couldn't take it.
Want to go to the moon? Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know if you're just tuning in. But
you missed a lot.
There was proof at the top of the hour that I have a long way to go as a human.
You did a good job, man.
Blood pressure pills.
Yeah.
You should be proud of yourself, man.
I'm into science, and this kid, like boy genius, is or says he's building, you know, these little tent hotels on the moon, and he's going to fly people back and forth. I thought, man, wouldn't that be like, I like to spotlight these people, these young people
showcase
who aren't like sticking their tongues on the cold poles in the winter,
right. Like body parts. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and like boy, right into early into that. We're like, man, this guy. The vocal fry.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you're expecting young Elon Musk.
Do we have him, or do we have something else? Oh, it's him.
You know, our long term plan is really to solve off world or off planet habitation, right? And
you can't talk like this what do you call it?
Tracheotomy.
No,
like this.
Oh, lowering
vocal fry. Talk in your normal voice.
Oh, that was sweet.
I sound like such a dick. No, I invited this kid on, and then I'm just rude right off the bat.
Right.
Oh, I'm embarrassed for myself.
Habitation, right. Yeah. And
he got up early.
See, as soon as you play that, I feel better when you play it. I'm like, no, he deserved it.
Yeah.
If you go through life talking like that, someone should call you out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, your voice. Yeah.
I could be starving to death if I drive up to a McDonald's speaker and he's talking like this. I'm like, I'm just driving away.
No, it sounds like
I'd rather die.
You know when the pilot talks to you?
It's your captain speaking.
Right. You know what? Pilots started this.
Pilots did.
Pilots.
Vocal fry.
This is your captain speaking.
We're flying about 14,000 feet above the...
he is Air Force trained, you said.
If you look over
that's a bird strike. Oops.
And the restroom's in the front line.
They started it.
They did it.
Yeah.
It started with, I have to sound calm and comfortable. I need to calm them with my voice.
Right.
And they started doing this. And it became this.
If you're sitting by one of the seats and want to help in case of emergency.
Oh, my God, AJ. You're right.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Off world or off planet habitation, right? And
this is Delta 5050. And
alien spacecraft.
I feel bad. Well, Ruth went through all the trouble of booking him.
And he called back again.
Writes out this beautiful guest card. Five seconds in, I'm like, you can't talk like that.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Just say, listen, we're really sorry. It was a really bad morning for us. And
he never really got to, like, how are you going to do this?
Right.
No. There was no details.
Maybe
zero.
Maybe he's flying them.
The money you put right out there.
Right.
Right, yeah.
I don't
want
to give away my secrets, but...
You see me doing sex.
The details.
We're never going to get to go to the moon hotel now.
Yeah, that's, we're all doomed.
I wanted to go anyway.
The planet will be on fire, and it'll be like, well, we'd be on the moon now if it wasn't for Chaz.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chaz.
Yeah, remember that? We had that guy on. That's the hotel on the moon.
Right.
Now we're all going to die.
Yeah.
Thank you,
great.
Chaz.
Who's
great.
Laughing
thanks,
now?
And then somebody was calling in that there was vocal fry. What was it? Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus in the toilet.
This clip went viral. I saw it in a number of different ways. I've never seen this clip, but thank you, AJ, for sending this over. This is right up AJ's alley.
It's my favorite.
I want to hear
this. Really?
Yeah.
All right.
You remember anyways. the part that you remember.
They show her talking. You see a guy's, feet in a partition.
Oh, in a toilet. Awesome.
Do it again.
Wow.
The part that you remember anyways.
Oh my god.
I could listen to that all day.
That's this kid.
Oh my
god. Miley Cyrus and the boy
the
genius.
He's a
yeah.
Oh. Habitation, right? And.
Oh.
Well, we got to put him
Chef
in the
and Miley Cyrus back to back.
We got to put him in the toilet sound afterwards.
And.
I have a feeling this call isn't going to be good, but let's go.
Is the boss?
Chaz and AJ.
Hi, I just wanted to say that guy was so annoying, I had turned the radio off.
Okay, I feel better now. Thank you.
Thank you for telling us about that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That is very
instantly. Powerful. Instantly.
Instantly.
Thank you for calling and telling us that.
Yeah. I'm trying to be a better person this year.
You're doing good.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that was good. Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would she say, don't hurt myself?
Yeah, because the vein that pops out in your forehead when you're getting upset.
Just be real.
Yeah, but I could also be nicer, you know, gentler.
Not
nicer.
Not every minute.
No, I talk like this what do you call it?
Tracheotomy.
No. Thank you, by the way. Thank you. Yeah, it started immediately. Can we do the timing on this? Like, can you bring it right to the beginning?
Yeah, it's got to be less than 10 seconds.
It's less than 10 seconds. Yeah. I get in this guy's face.
Right. Yeah, let me get my timer.
Now watch his father be some kind of like jujitsu, you know, triple black belt champion.
Is he?
I don't know.
Thanks for telling me now.
It's like how the interviews go, son.
He's gonna kill all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, I got my stopwatch. Ready?
All right.
1, 2, 3. Phil?
He's looking for it.
I don't know. Yeah. Hang on. I got to stop. Hang on.
Phil, hurry up, will you?
Phil, we got to do this thing now.
We're
okay.
On the clock here,
okay,
buddy.
All right. Let me know when you're ready, Phil. Phil,
are you
all right? I have the exact moment that we started to like pick up the phone, which wasn't right at the start of the break.
Okay.
Timed out all the way to where you told him he can't talk like that. Do you want to guess how long it took?
Oh, I like playing games. Yeah.
Okay.
You first, Chess.
I don't know.
What did it feel like to you?
It felt pretty fast.
Okay.
I have 22 seconds.
I want to say 8.
8. That's kind of fast.
I want to say 8 seconds.
The guy had to at least answer. I had to say his name.
Okay.
I had to say good morning.
Right.
I had to do some pleasantries.
That was just my guess.
And then I had to ask him a question.
Yeah, but
22. He had to talk.
I'm not a genius.
So low at the end. So right. I'm saying 28 seconds.
28 I'll say
seconds.
22.
22. I'm saying 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
And whoever gets it right gets a trip to the new hotel on the moon.
Ruth?
I'll say 18 seconds.
18 seconds.
Wow. All right.
Should we listen, or do you want me to tell you the answer?
Yeah, let's listen.
Okay, here we go.
All right. During winter weather, but first, you want to talk to a guy who's building a hotel on the moon?
Always.
Oh, yeah.
When does clock start?
Are there vacancies?
Right now?
Soon.
Skylar Chan, are there vacancies in this hotel?
Well, you can apply online at our website.
Nice.
Okay, are you holding in a hit of weed right now?
It's like Beavis.
Skylar Chan, he's a...
I'm already annoyed, by the way. I'm trying to set this up. Like, I'm already pissed.
Yeah.
If we're counting that, it's a lot shorter than what I had estimated.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to keep moving?
Yes.
Okay.
At 16?
Wow.
How old are you now?
Yeah. I'm 22.
Okay. 22, wow.
And you're building or planning to build a hotel on the moon.
Right. I'm out, obviously.
Yeah. You know, our long-term plan is really to solve off-world or off-planet habitation, right? And
you can't talk.
44 seconds.
Wow. That was way off.
44. Great. That's patience. With everything.
Yeah. You know. There's a character in The Simpsons. The guy who has a Chinese restaurant, they think he can, ha, 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 ha. That guy. Yeah. He ordered the fish. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
But you can hear his first, he just talked
it
for a
started
few seconds,
right up front.
And my temperature went,
yeah.
I hate him already.
He's going to get warm. Yeah.
When you said his
Are you holding in a hit of weed right now?
At that point.
Yeah, that was a hint. Look out! He's going to blow! He's going to blow!
I shouldn't go from welcome to the show to I hate you in 5 seconds.
But it happens soon now.
That was pretty good, though.
That was 44.